Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Back here from Miami, our big game coverage presented by HCA Midwest Health. Let's get to number one on what's trending. It does have to do with the big game. Apparently, students at the University of Kansas have started a petition for the university to have classes canceled on Monday, win or lose. I think it's not any secret. People have wanted the day after the Super Bowl to become a national holiday for a long, long time.
Hell yes.
Not going to matter for you or I or for a lot of people that we're going to be on the air anyway. It doesn't really matter. But if Kansas City wins on Sunday, should school be canceled at universities and high schools around the area? I say no. Here's why. Because you're going to have a parade on Wednesday and they're going to cancel classes anyway like they did for the Royals parade. So you won't. Every teachers will be calling in sick. That was part of the big issue during the Royals parade.
It's the number one called in sick day of the year.
Yeah. So yes, as far as the day after the Super Bowl. But in general, I don't think universities should do any type of canceling of classes the day after a Chiefs Super Bowl win. It should be knowing that Wednesday, the day of that parade, if the Chiefs win, you go ahead and nix the classes then.
What yeah, you're definitely going to need not nah, cancel both.
What you do with
it's
your college. You don't
so
show
you don't
up.
Really
no,
need college.
You don't show up on Monday. If the Chiefs win, if I was still in college, I'm not showing up on Monday. I just don't think the university is going to or can't cancel it.
Listen, kids, college doesn't matter.
Cody,
you're with, fine.
There's the advice. Cody Tapp giving you proud advice.
Doesn't matter. It's fine. Just school. You'll be fine. Just work hard.
Classes would be so empty on Monday.
Just,
they're probably already empty Monday after the Super Bowl to begin with.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
just Dana White walking in. No big deal.
Just work hard. Number two on what's trending, Sammy Watkins on 610 Sports Radio discussed the possibility of sitting out next season, given the option based on body health and contract stuff. Does say he wants to continue playing football, says he wants to continue playing football in Kansas City, but at least leaving the door open of possibilities of really everything. Leaving, staying, sitting out a year, playing next year. It's really just kind of wide open right now for him. Is leaving all possibilities open. That audio up at 610sports.com.
And just weird timing for me. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to sit out, but just weird. A couple days
he
before the Super
the question,
Bowl.
Honestly.
No, he did. No, and props to him for that. Normally you'd say, oh, is he not focused on the game? But he's had a great postseason.
No.
Like you said, and our listeners even texted in. This guy's just a different dude. Just a different dude. Number three on what's trending here on Cody and Gold. You may have seen this go around social media. A architecture firm, Pendulum, released a couple renderings, including a video, of a potential downtown baseball stadium in Kansas City, which had people freaking out a little bit because there's no fountains, there's no crown, none of it. I'll be honest, I was pretty hyped watching the video a little bit just because knowing that it was downtown, see a baseball stadium. Right? That'll be a huge topic continuing to go forward over the next years and years and years to come. The only thing you have to realize, it was just a basic rendering. I'm sure if it ever happened, there would still be the crown. I'm sure there would be fountains involved and all that. But it is kind of cool to see. I used to be way against the whole downtown stadium idea. If you would ask me 15 years ago, I'm all about it now, baby. It's everywhere's going for baseball. Downtown would be so great for Kansas City. Power and light. You have multiple nights a week where you have actual events going on. Keep Arrowhead and the Chiefs where they're at, but absolutely someday I hope we get that downtown stadium. And it's cool to see a rendering.
I'm cool with the downtown stadium. I didn't like the design. That's the way I would simply put it.
It's just a rendering.
Yeah, that's fine. Didn't like that particular design. Just fine with the downtown stadium.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. This segment brought to you by TicketSolutions.com and Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. We're less than a half hour away, coming up at 1:30, in fact, from chance at $1,000 in our national cash contest. And expected, before we get off the air today, to have Super Bowl champion Eagles offensive lineman, the brother of Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, joining us. So hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to him in a few minutes. And what kind of advice do you give to your big bro on this one, or little bro on this one, when it comes to, hey, how do you handle Super Bowl week? How do you handle going to a Super Bowl? At least you have somebody like that to lean on if you're Travis.
Yeah, it's nice. He said he'd probably ask him something. So that's...
I would think so.
Well, you know, he said he hadn't really talked to him too much. You get in your own world, man. You're in your own business probably around that time. And while I'm sure he will reach out, and the nicest part about it is that he's got someone in his life that knows what that week is like and can help him do all the planning. That is really, really helpful.
Our guest list brought to you by Diagnostic Imaging Centers. So we've got to figure this thing out in a little bit. Final call for what I have to do if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl on Sunday. 69306. We got it down to about two or three, unless someone blows us away with a great idea. I think we've got it down to two or three. We'll announce that here in just a little bit. But this 49ers defense, we've tried to have different former players come in and ask them, how do you attack the Chiefs offensively? How do you attack Tyreek Hill? We played the cut a day or two ago from Troy Vincent and said, just press Tyreek Hill. Just press him. And we were kind of saying, he's still going to get his for the most part. But this Niners defense, you look at some of the analytics behind what they've been able to do. You look at how they have schemed up against teams this year, and Warren Sharp, as a matter of fact, cover three against Kansas City. How do you beat it?
Well, and you would think that would be, you know, we've gone back and forth on the man zone stuff with the Chiefs, right? Warren Sharp, who does really, really in-depth analytical breakdown stuff and is absolutely a good follow for that, you'd think, okay, what's the key, right? How do you knock it down? Is cover three, is cover four, what they run a majority of the time, is that actually likely to be an effective method against the Kansas City Chiefs? And the short answer is no. Against cover four, they've had the number one EPA, so the average play efficiency in the league, by more than 25% more efficient. So that doesn't solve your problem. Against cover three, they are, once again, the most efficient team in the NFL this season by a wide margin against it. What happens is, and why the 49ers are so good about kind of limiting your yardage sometimes, is they are overly concerned, and it works. I'm not, like, concerned to a fault. They overly get themselves concerned about the big play. And it's why, coming up on Sunday, I actually think it's important for Patrick Mahomes to be willing to take the short game a lot, maybe more than normal. You know, and I heard, obviously, Pete was talking about the screen game a little bit. I think it actually might, I think, in this game, they're going to force him to keep taking the short throws. I mean, you can make hay that way.
We've seen it this year, Cody.
Kill him with time.
Mahomes has done it. It's not like we haven't seen him do it this year.
No, he's absolutely done it. But the only part of the season he really did a lot of it was when he was hurt. And they just kept doing short crosser. I actually think they still need to send guys deep. Like, in those games, they were keeping everyone short. I think they actually need to send those guys deep and run their normal offense. I'm just thinking Mahomes is going to have to settle for that short one a lot more, and that's fine. That is actually not a bad thing. They think they're going to be able to cover it with their speed. They think, oh, you'll throw short, our linebackers will run around. And while their linebackers are fast, they're not as fast as the Chiefs' skill position players. Taking those short passes, I think, will be really important for Mahomes. I think they need to get a big play. But taking those short things early and not trying to force it, because I think what they're trying to do is get him to force into a mistake, which is not an easy thing to convince Patrick Mahomes to do. Taking those short ones, I think, especially early, is going to really matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Niners have tried. You go back to the weather was a different factor, but you look at the matchup against the Ravens and what the Niners were trying to do to Lamar Jackson, and I do think that game was just so different because weather dictated a lot of the outcome in that one. It was like an old-school kind of smash-mouth type of game and a throwback. A lot of people thought that was going to be a Super Bowl rematch, in fact, when the Niners and Ravens were taking on each other there. But that was a 49ers team that I don't think did a bad job whatsoever, even on Lamar Jackson with that, and that was their thought. Now, they don't have the skill set guys that the Kansas City Chiefs have, but what the Niners did to Lamar Jackson was pretty impressive in that game in terms of there were no big plays against them in that. I get weather's a factor.
Mark Andrews
is fantastic. He's not Travis Kelce. They don't have a Tyreek Hill. They don't have Sammy Watkins. They don't have all these weapons. But the Niners have done this to other teams with success. I just, again, it's hard for me to imagine something that any team is going to present to Andy Reid right now and Patrick Mahomes that will impact them for the duration of a game. That they won't. We've seen bad quarters, bad halves, and they being Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they're always able to come out and make the adjustments. Sometimes it took a quarter. Last year, AFC title game, it took a half.
Dan Orlovsky, obviously former quarterback and analyst of the game, he broke down the cover three zone and what exactly it is the 49ers do and where the Chiefs can take advantage in that exact same situation.
All right, here with Lewis. We talked all week that the Chiefs are going to see this cover three defense for the 49ers. First of all, what is cover three? All right, the three defensive backs, they play deep field, zone, vision on the quarterback. Four guys underneath are responsible for that intermediate area. Break the field into quarters. They have about 10 to 15 yards vision on the quarterback. So what to watch for in this game is how Andy Reid flushes or floods all those zones.
And that's a good point, too. And you flood that, by the way, short, middle, deep. Say, hey, look, we'll run a route short, we'll run a deep, we'll run a medium, and you give up on the short route quick because the deep guy becomes ever important, especially to the 49ers, who intentionally make it part of their game plan to be like, all right, we got to just stop the big play from happening. Their quarterbacks are good. They're good. Like, I'm not saying they're just not great. Great is different. I understand, I think the Patriots secondary, as far as cornerbacks go, are probably a little stronger. The 49ers are very good. They're just made look even better by their pass rush. So you got to, take advantage. Push the edge. Push the envelope. Force them into bad decisions. And I think for Patrick Mahomes, sometimes it's just going to be like, look, here's the shorty. I'll take the 7 yards.
There's that,
and we'll move on and take what's next.
There's that, and then the conversation that you heard from Mic'd Up a week ago, I think it was a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago now. I guess we're coming up on 2 weeks. My goodness.
Probably.
Time has been flying by at this point.
Sorry.
It has.
Remember, the Chiefs played a game 2 weeks ago.
It feels like forever ago. But remember where you had Kelce talking about Patrick Mahomes and how he was in a spot that they both ended up in a spot they weren't even supposed to be, Mahomes knew Kelce was going to be there. Mahomes threw the ball, that touchdown pass to Damian Williams before Williams had even turned around. Things like that, when you're having, if you're worried about that and you're saying, hey, short range, That's why I'm not concerned as well, because we have seen Mahomes, for whatever, even if something is not designed a certain way, even not just him, but their wide receivers, their tight ends, their running backs, they have a good sense and feel of each other, no matter where the defense potentially is putting them. So I don't look, and I like it's getting kind of too specific and not trying to nerd out too much with the cover three kind of stuff.
No, we're not getting too deep into that. I understand. I'm just telling you they're really efficient against it.
They are.
The most efficient team in the league against it.
We're going to get our final predictions coming up in the next segment. For me, the offense is just not the concern whatsoever. It's going to be more still that even though the Chiefs' defense has been fantastic, I think if the Chiefs lose this game, it's going to be because of somehow something the Chiefs' defense doesn't do. It's not going to be because Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense can't do anything. I just have that much faith in this offense. That truly, we have seen just about everything thrown their way, man. And I understand the pass rush, which is why I said, hey, if they can keep Mahomes to, one or two sacks in this game, they're going to be in great shape. If this O-line holds up against the Niners, I have no concerns about their secondary and how they're going
to
match up.
Why do you have to say nerd out like it's a bad thing?
Well, because sometimes I don't feel people, I don't want to get.
You were
like
1 second shy from being like, ew, Cody, ew, cover three, ew.
I was getting there. I'm like, oh, we could talk about it, but I don't want to spend
efficiency.
Too much. Yeah. And I'm not one of those people that hates analytics at all.
No, I know.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, all right. That's enough. It's enough for those analytics.
I didn't even think we went that deep into
We didn't.
Not Sir, how deep did I go? I only mentioned EPA once.
Yeah, I mean, that's my ballpark. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Cold and calculating, you and I, Serta.
There you go.
Gold's going to go give hugs. I don't know why. It was the hug thing.
What?
Well, it was the hug thing. I went back to
that's go back to first or
Hold
second
on.
Week
Let's
of
bring
the show.
A third. We've had three people's opinion on this. Kylie, you don't actually have to talk on the microphone. The first time Dusty and Gold met, they hugged.
It wasn't a.
Is that weird?
It wasn't a full blown hug. It was kind of.
Oh, it was a half hug. It was an awkward hug, but they went in for the hug. That's weird, right? Have you ever hugged a stranger you just met?
I'm sure he has. I'm sure everybody that's listening has.
I mean, I've been forced into a hug by a stranger, but I am not interested. I like to hug my wife and kids. I don't even really hug my dad. I know it's weird.
And I would say that's weirder.
Probably, but I'm just not a hugger. It's unwarranted physical contact. We could just say bye.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
I'm just saying I've never hugged my. I'm just saying we're not a regular hugging family. That's all I'm pointing out. No, I understand. I'm just all I was. Honestly, I understand the.
That's Cody's punishment, by the way. Cody's going to have to start hugging people. I guess
I have to hug everyone I meet for a month.
First time he meets.
Not a month. That's too long. A week. I'm willing to hug for a week.
So we got to figure this out. What are we settling on here?
I think you should get the Mahomes haircut.
I think that's where we're headed. 69306 over on the Smitty's Garage Burger and Beer text line. I said I would do just about anything if it meant the Chiefs winning a Super Bowl. Well, we're only 2 days away. Just 2 days away from that potentially becoming a reality. So we had a couple people submit stuff the last week or so, waxing legs, shaving head, standing on the edge of a...
We even have someone who's willing to, throwing you through a table, which is still Serta's favorite.
That is, I don't know.
I actually like the Mahomes haircut idea.
That's solid good. By Pete.
That is really good.
Someone's, and we had someone offer to do it for free, so go back and find that text number.
Thank you long enough on top that we could absolutely get it curled.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know. Yes. You realize that this is gelled up to make it that way. I don't know if we have enough. If we have enough hair to make the haircut work.
Trust me.
You think there's enough?
Yes.
So what, are they going to shave the side? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, man. It's the Mahomes. It's faded.
And then can
that's
I?
Such a shave. That's a fade, my friend.
To make it better, I'll wear the Mahomes shirt we just got yesterday. That just has his face.
For the first day?
Just has his face 45 different times across the design.
The Chiefs win, you'll get the Mahomes haircut.
Okay.
If they lose, I'll hug people for a week. Everyone I meet.
Deal.
Oh, God, it'll be
done.
Terrible.
Let's lock it in.
I hate hugging.
Let's lock
so
it in.
Much.
We figured it out. I think people will be okay with it. The payoff will be decent for everyone. People are still texting in tattoos. I told you from the beginning. The tattoos was never going to be an option.
Okay. So at least we just got to find. I found the number.
Now, I know we had
here
someone that offered to
so
do
write
it.
Write it down.
I know
so
someone offered to do it for free, but. I like Pete's idea where it's let's go straight to the source. Let's go to Mahomes Barber and have them actually do it. Then you know you're getting the real thing.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna take this number down though just in case.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
I'm open to you just going to his barber, but let's at the very least write that number down so that we're at least keeping that part of the possibility.
Okay.
I just it's nice to keep it alive, at least on that end. It's nice to keep it alive. Let's do our prop bet of the hour here on Cody and Gold. DraftKings is offering a fat man touchdown, an offensive lineman to score. A touchdown is currently 33-1, which is twice the favorite that Tyrann Mathieu is to win win MVP, which seems crazy to me, to win $100 on no touchdown scored on an offensive lineman. A better must bet $10,000. So here's the problem. Your only value is to bet that it occurs. And by the way, our coverage here brought to you by TicketSolutions.com and Spanish Garden Foods. Your only way to win it is to bet an offensive lineman. I am nowhere near this bet. Nah. No thanks. I'm not saying that teams aren't capable of
you
doing this.
What, just like $10?
No thanks. No, if I'm going to bet $10, I'd rather just put it on Mathieu twice. Like, we're going to bet $10 on Mathieu and $10 on that. Nah, just give me Mathieu twice.
We saw the Titans in the AFC title game gets the Chiefs. That was an offensive lineman.
They had a fat man touchdown.
That was a touchdown to an offensive lineman. It just, yes, we know these coaches are very creative, two of the best minds in all of football, but it's hard to imagine, especially on the Chiefs side, with all the playmakers you have. Could you imagine it's a third and goal, you're near the goal line, with all the playmakers Kansas City has, and you end up drawing up something on the line? Like, why would you?
God.
Yes, I'm saying. Late, with the game on the line, it's just, unless you're up big late, let's say the Chiefs are up big in this game, and their fourth quarter, and the game is no longer in doubt, maybe you have some fun there. But we have all these playmakers. There's no reason to do it. I can see the Niners being way more likely to do it. If you're the Chiefs, you have way too many playmakers to even consider. Near the goal line,
but
to throw a pass to a
lineman.
But also,
the running game, it's
there's no reason to do it.
That might be why it works. I just don't like the bet. I think both of these teams like designing plays so much. And I've seen, Andy's done Hungry Pig right. So he's not incapable of these decisions. I just think he wants this Super Bowl so bad. I don't know. I mean, his protege called the Philly special. That wasn't an offensive lineman, but he at least was willing to do it. I wouldn't bet on it. I don't think there's a good enough value there. On the other side, obviously, you're not going to bet $100 to win $10,000 to win $100, so to hell with that.
even though we've been doing prop bets of the hour, coming up next, we'll also maybe get into some of that. I want to do some of these Super Bowl halftime ones as well.
The
national anthem, some of those. What's the first song? I don't know if you're a J-Lo fan or not, or a Shakira fan, whatever you think the first song is going to be. We'll have some fun with that. You guys can continue to interact with us on the Smitty's Garage Burger and Beer text line 69306. Also on Twitter, at Alex Gold, at Cody B. Tapp, and at 610 Sports KC. Expected in about 20 minutes to have Super Bowl champion, Eagles offensive lineman, the brother of Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce, joining us. So that's coming up still before we get off the air in our Radio Row coverage. But up next, a chance at $1,000 international cash contest in the final keys for Sunday in KC.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Video of that. What's it like watching your brother win an AFC championship?
Well, Travis Kelce's done that for Jason Kelce, right?
Yeah, so, and just how much have they talked, if at all, this week, and maybe some advice that was given from one brother to the other, and so hoping to have Jason join us and looking forward to that.
We're sticking through the weekend, but we lose half our roommates tonight. Well, not half. We got Kylie until the next morning, but pretty much half of the roommates leave either tonight or very early tomorrow morning.
That's going to be good. That's actually.
I
don't know if it's going to matter.
I enjoy the people's company. It's just like the sleeping conditions are.
Not much is going to change. I think I already kind of just conceded to BK to let him have the damn couch. So I'm going to do the air mattress. I'm used to my back now is so messed up. It's one of those where like if I sleep on something nice right now, it's going to feel bad. So I don't even know how much better the couch is going to be. So I'll let him have the couch. I can do two more nights. Really, I only need two more nights of the mattress. And honestly, the plan tonight, since tomorrow's a lighter day, we're staying out pretty late tonight, so it's one of those where you could probably sleep on any condition this evening. So I'm not as concerned about the air mattress.
I was getting made fun of for my lack of sleep on the drive. I was told by numerous people I was called Dexter on the drive for my early morning wake-up habits.
It is early,
slash
man.
Working.
It is early. I mean, most of the show, we've, you know.
It's fine.
Like Dexter the serial killer
or not
Dexter the cartoon character?
No, Dexter the serial killer because I've been getting up and consistently working at the same time after showering, Serta.
Although I think you look more like the Dexter the cartoon character.
Probably. I'm more of a resemblance to that than Dexter, but I'm in Miami, right? So the rest of it all plays out. By the way, if I am Dexter for my morning habits, Carrington is roughly my 3-year-old? What? I heard the other day he had to be told, like, the only thing Kylie didn't do that I would do as a dad is, like, clap the hands. He said, look, we're leaving in 10 minutes. Get dressed. Come on.
We were all sleeping. He was trying not to wake us all up.
We're leaving in 10 minutes. We got to go. Get dressed. Where are your shoes? Come on. Get your shoes on. We have to go. He, at one point, gave the 30 seconds, like, if you're not in the car in 30 seconds, I'm leaving you.
I did hear it.
I have definitively told a toddler that. Like, okay, bye. That's what you do. That's the real dad mood. Okay, we're leaving. Bye. I guess you're just going to live here now. So I tell him when we're trying to leave a place. That's the difference. It's fine. I'm Dexter the serial killer. I accept my role in this life.
I'm looking up Dexter's Laboratory now. I don't think I've ever Googled that in my life. I used to love that show, though.
Oh, and I remember. He had glasses. He had red hair, though, I think.
Oh, that's true. That's the only problem.
Yes.
Yeah, other than that, it's the glasses, I think.
Honestly, if somebody had asked to describe either of us going into this trip, this is exactly what you would have assumed. Carrington was aloof on zero people's timetable, living life however he felt fit, and I lived to a very strict schedule of doing things the exact way I wanted to. Make me feel better.
This portion of our coverage in Miami brought to you by TicketSolutions.com and the Kansas City Zoo. It's time for your code word in our national cash contest. Chance at $1,000.
1,000 on the 30s. Text the code word BOLD to 72881. We'll make our bold predictions. No, we'll just make our normal predictions. BOLD coming up here in just a minute. Text it to 72881. A chance at $1,000 every hour here on 610 Sports Radio. $8,000 each weekday. Next chance coming up on the drive at 2:30. That was BOLD, BOLD to 72881.
What has to happen? And if this happens, that would equate to a win for Kansas City. I think we both were going through, and there are three things that – yeah, by the way, it is time, right? This is it. It's the final half hour of the show before we get to Super Bowl Sunday and hopefully celebrating a championship, having a huge party on Monday all across 610 Sports Radio. Again, we're going to be on the air all night long on Sunday no matter what. But, man,
ideally after a win.
If a couple of these happen, these are guaranteed things that happen – equating the win. So, yeah, there's other things that could occur. To me, if one of these happens, I think you're feeling pretty good about it. First of all, no turnovers, and if Mahomes is only sacked once or none, so one
that
or fewer times.
That would be a really good sign.
If they don't turn the ball over, no special teams turnover, just across the board, and Mahomes in this offensive line protects him, that the pass rush of the 49ers doesn't get to the quarterback here in Mahomes, and it's a one sack or fewer type of performance for them. They usually get to the quarterback, three-plus times or so, right around three times a game. I think that's one sign right there where I know Kansas City wins if that happens. And you laughed at me for this one, but this would be a no-brainer at this point. If the Chiefs somehow hold the 49ers to 20 points or less, that's
yeah,
not going to happen. It's not
going to
happen, but if that happens, it's going to be smooth sailing in the second half.
I know Pete gave his official score prediction, so we should give ours. I've gone back and forth in this game a lot because I wasn't – you know, I think the Niners roster is really good. I do think that they're going to be able to score. I just think the Chiefs are also going to be able to score. And if I think these two teams are even, I tend to lend my trust in Patrick Mahomes. If you're going to say these two teams are even in a lot of ways, who is the team that I'm going to lean towards? It's the team with the superior quarterback and the superior coach as of right now. I think the game's high scoring. I've given probably a couple different score predictions across a few
different
platforms.
I've tried to keep it consistent across
the league. Oh, it's hard.
You've changed your score?
I try not to. Sometimes I just kind of go. Well, because if you ask me, I got asked on Monday.
Okay, that's fair.
And my feeling was different. Or I got asked on Tuesday, and my feeling was different. But as we get closer to it.
What has changed? That's what we were doing our conference. What has changed since Monday? Nobody's hurt. Nothing's
just
hurt.
Just me thinking about the game.
Okay.
The game itself has not changed. Just my feelings towards the game slowly change over time. I like the Chiefs to win. I will take them. And I was exactly right on my last prediction, so
yeah.
It'd be nice to get
listen
it right
to this
again.
Closely.
I will take the Chiefs 35-31.
Okay. So I have said the same score all week long. My confidence level has been about the same all week long. I do think overall, 1-53, the Niners roster is better. But when you have the best quarterback in the game, and the guy's going to be the best quarterback in the game for the foreseeable future, if you think, and you and I agree at least on this part of it, if you do think it's a coin flip type of game, which a lot of people think it is, then yeah, you're going to side with a team with a better quarterback. But I also just think the 49ers defense, I trust this Chiefs offensive line. I really do. I trust this Chiefs offensive line to protect Patrick Mahomes. And if he, with his health, now that we've seen the last couple weeks, if he gets under pressure, he can escape it. It doesn't mean he's going to run for 27 yards and get a touchdown, but even enough to throw the football away. I don't think that sack total is going to be all that high for the 49ers. Combination of the Chiefs offensive line
that
doing
a
great job.
That would be a really good
sign. And if that happens, you would absolutely feel very good. And I like Kansas City in this one in a shootout as well. I think it is a bunch of scoring early. I think the fourth quarter kind of slows up a little bit because I think Kansas City will have a little bit of lead heading in. I like Kansas City 38-34. So the over on the total points, they cover the spread as well. 38-34 Kansas City, Super Bowl 54 champs. We're partying Sunday night, all day Monday, getting set for the parade on Wednesday.
Woo! Serta, where are you? Let us know. Let's hear it. You were back and forth too.
Well, yeah, and I could still talk myself out of this before Sunday, probably. But I wish we wouldn't have taken that call earlier because 35-31 Chiefs is where I've settled today.
Okay.
And I thought about that a lot last night. And, yeah, I just don't see – I understand that the 49ers defense is really, really good, and it's the specific type of defense that I think can give the Chiefs some problems. I just don't see them being able to give the Chiefs problems the entire game. Like, yeah, maybe you might be able to slow them down a little bit in the middle or at the beginning of the game. I just don't see how you're going to be able to do that for the entirety of the football game. I just don't see Patrick Mahomes getting shut down the way we saw, like, Jared Goff getting shut down last year.
And Mahomes has been slowed for quarters. He's been slowed for a half. But you're not shutting him down for a full game. And so I think the 49ers defense, it wouldn't surprise me in the first quarter, first drive or two, Cody, if the first drive, it's like we've seen really the last two games for Kansas City. First drive hadn't looked pretty, whether it's drops, whether this kind of bizarre play calling in the first two or three plays and something that they thought would be there that wasn't against the Titans. I wouldn't be surprised if we see that, but by the time you get midway through the first quarter and maybe the second or third drive of the game, I think this offense will be clicking and rolling, and that is, again, not my concern. It's not the offense. It's still the defense, as good as they've been. I still wonder – with Kyle, because I have that much respect, I think, for Kyle Shanahan and what he's able to scheme up. So that would be my biggest concern is just the 49ers offense. Even, and I know it's crazy because we've talked, their defense is fantastic. I just have that much faith in Mahomes and Andy Reid and this Chiefs offensive line that I don't think the defense is going to cause havoc all across the football field, and Mahomes is going to see something he's never seen and can't adjust to it. I don't see that being the scenario. So are we all around a 4-point margin? You went 35-31, Serta. I'm 38-34.
35-31, we're the same.
So we all think the Chiefs by four.
Well, I just, the 49ers, like, I know Pete's got him by two touchdowns or whatever. But.
I mean, I would love that. I would definitely love. Did you see, though, I guess in Vegas, that the Chiefs have moved from Pick'em to -1 because this line's been moving around. The Chiefs have moved from Pick'em to -1 against the Niners. And in Super Bowl history, 39 teams have seen the line move in their direction. So -1 to -3 or +6 to +5. Those teams have gone 25-13-1 against the spread. So history, the fact that the
that
line
means they
moved,
have at least
the line,
21. But if it's yeah,
the line moving in Kansas City's favor, historically
now against the spread's hard because they could still
yeah, but
lost
when it's
the
but
game.
When it's they could have, but when you start to see the line move just period towards one team, yeah, things bode well for you. In this case, it would mean a win, of course.
I hope it's a party. We're here. I hope it's a party on Sunday. Obviously, I think it's going to be because I predicted it that way. But
either way, Monday productivity in Kansas City is going to
oh,
be
shot.
At an all-time low.
We have to be at our peak, man. We got to host a show from Miami that day and then get on a plane. Oh, God. That's going to be a day.
It's going to be a great day.
I mean, no.
Yeah,
well,
it's
I mean,
going to be a great day.
Look at the optimism.
Yeah.
Not you hope so. Not you think
so. The Chiefs are winning this game on Sunday.
I like the attitude. I like the attitude, Gold. There's no other reason to think about it a different way than that. This is how you should feel about it. Because, honestly, I don't know, it's like the second they erased a 24-point lead in a quarter, which is not something teams are capable of doing. It just erased it immediately. The second that was done, I felt like this is just the team that was going to have those moments. I mean, we got Andy out here joking about his kids, like, being a grandparent of sweet and sour pork. Like, everything just feels loose. You got Travis Kelce. They've got the anthem, right? We got to fight for our right to party. That'll be blaring on every speaker out of the truck or fire truck or bus that Travis Kelce is on. So, like, 1738, right? They've got their anthem. They've had their moments. All of these things have just built into it. It just starts to feel like destiny. And I'm sure that there are 49ers fans have some example of this, too. It just doesn't feel the same.
Again, we're
there's too many things going on. And we've had a lot of national people, I know, pick towards the 49ers. I'm surprised. Not because the 49ers are not a great team, because they are, but because there's that many people that want to doubt in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and I just would not be on that camp.
Again, we were hoping to catch up with Jason Kelce, Super Bowl champion, Eagles offensive lineman, the brother of Travis Kelce. We'll see if we can't get him on the phone before we hop off the air today on Radio Row here in Miami. Again, all our guests brought to you by Diagnostic Imaging Centers along with Rufus Teague Barbecue. And, you know, think about this week. Thinking back on some of the moments. To me, yesterday's conversation with Terry Bradshaw is probably the one that stands out the most. He was probably out of all the interviews, I would say, it's the most fun that we did. But we actually do have Jason Kelce right now over on the 610 Hotline. I mentioned all guests brought to you by Rufus Teague Barbecue, the Super Bowl champion, Eagles offensive lineman, Jason Kelce with us here on Cody and Gold. Jason, how are we doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, no, thanks for having me, guys.
We're finishing up our weeks. This is our final show of the week going into it, but we figured no better way in our final segment. So no better way than to finish it than to talk with a Super Bowl champ about a hopeful Super Bowl champ. What advice, if any, have you offered Travis about the game on Sunday?
Yeah, no, I mean, the biggest piece of advice I have, and it's, you know, sooner than just for Trav, but I've kind of talked to him about it, I think, is really just to not let the emotions and the circumstances get the better of you. In a game like this, especially with a young team, the way Kansas City has a lot of really good young talented players, the emotion can get out of control, and the excitement, which you want to have, but you want to have it in a directed in the right area. And I think for those guys, I mean, I think we saw it really with the Texans game there in the first quarter. where they really struggled and they made a lot of mistakes on special teams and dropped passes, and you saw all these things we really hadn't seen from them the rest of the year. They became an undisciplined team there for a quarter. So luckily they're so good that they scored 50 points over the next two.
Yeah.
But, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, be where your feet are. Everything that allowed you to get to this point and everything that's allowed you to have success all season is going to be what's going to push you through the game and get you, Super Bowl ring. So, have the excitement. That's going to be there naturally, but make sure that you guys are, just do your job, be where you need to be, and then when the play comes your way, as long as you're keeping it simple, you'll make it.
Jason, what are these guys doing to try to pass the time here a little bit? They've been in Miami all week long, dealing with all kinds of media obligations. Yeah. Those are at least over. I mean, what did you do back when you guys were in the Super Bowl?
Well, you do as little as possible. I think I actually upset some people because I didn't want to do media. I turned down quite a bit leading up to the game, and the reason being, you don't want to let that kind of get the better of you. It's going to naturally be a different environment. You've had more time to prepare than you've had for any game. So at this point, 2 weeks, they've been preparing for 2 weeks. Both of these teams are chomping at the bit. They want to get out there. They're tired of watching the film. They're tired of the practice. They're tired of all the blitz meetings they've had, and they're ready to go out there and perform. They're ready to go out there and execute. And both teams are going to have full knowledge of that game plan. So for this, just try and, put the phone on mute. Ignore all the family members and everybody trying to contact you. Ignore all the reporters trying to, get their latest scoop, and just go out there and do the job.
Have you yet yelled, "You've got to fight for your right to party like Travis"?
I haven't, and I did not know he was such a Beastie Boys fan.
You can get it out now if you want. Now's your...
Yeah. I've had my chance to yell. I'm going to keep that to my brother. Let him do all the yelling this time around. I'll yell at game day.
What music did he like growing up? I didn't know he's a Beastie Boys fan either.
He was a big time hip hop fan, so I guess it makes sense that he was big into the Beastie Boys with the app. I know. I still remember him getting the Eminem Slim Shady LP CD and being it in the car and throwing it out the window, driving down the highway. He was furious that he somehow got that CD. We kind of go all over the place. My brother definitely probably was more into hip-hop culture and rap, but I think both of us are pretty eclectic in our musical taste. We kind of go all over the place. I played jazz band growing up, and I think we're both kind of the area we grew up in, Cleveland, is a pretty cultured area and a very artsy area, so we kind of got exposed to a lot of things.
Jason Kelce joining us here on Cody and Gold, Super Bowl champion, Eagles offensive lineman, of course, the brother of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. What would it mean to you to see your brother? You've got that Super Bowl ring. What would it mean to you to see your brother be able to experience exactly what you did just a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be unbelievable. It'd be, a different feeling. Obviously, winning it for yourself is a very intrinsic gratification. You're very happy about all the things you've overcome and all the things that you've done to get to that moment. It's the pinnacle of individual success in this team sport. And you have a lot of, obviously you really have to be your teammates, your coaches, and everybody else that got there with you. But this one not having really, this has nothing to do with me. This has everything to do with these guys and my brother and Andy Reid and a lot of people that I care deeply about are involved in this team. I'm really, really happy to watch this game and rooting for them hard. And I'll be really happy for my brother to finally to get to this moment. And to he's everything that he's overcame in his career and throughout college, and some of the things that he's had to go through to finally get to this moment is a big accomplishment that not everybody gets to achieve. So I'm really hoping they can get this done.
Jason, it seems like once Patrick Mahomes got here, I wouldn't say Travis toned down, but it just seemed like he became almost a more mature player on the field. Did you see that transition with him when Patrick got here?
I don't know that it has too much to do with Patrick. I think that that's kind of the natural progression as a guy gets older.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think he came in as a rambunctious, young player who was excited to finally realize his lifetime goals and everything he'd been working for and to make a name for himself. And now he's made a name for himself. He's still a hungry player. And now it's a much more seasoned and veteran approach that he has towards the game. And that testosterone is only going to get smaller and smaller from here on out. So I think that's probably more of it. But I think, having a guy like, he is the veteran presence. Mahomes is a younger player. He's getting older, but he's still a young guy in this league. All the receivers around him are young guys. He's kind of the most tenured guy on that offense, with the exception of, maybe Mitchell Schwartz or a couple of the linemen. Eric Fisher came in with them together, but, then you got Sherman, a fullback, who's the seasoned guy. But, I think that's kind of his role, which is probably hard for him because he's always been the rambunctious type.
Jason, thanks so much for calling to the show today. Enjoy this weekend watching your brother there in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. That's Jason Kelce, Super Bowl champion, Eagles offensive lineman, the brother of Travis Kelce. All our guests brought to you by Rufus Teague Barbecue. Cody, that's going to do it for us here on a Friday.
Great week.
On Radio Row.
Go
we'll
Chiefs.
Be on some pregame Sunday, rooting on the Chiefs, getting set for Chiefs and Niners, hopefully talking about a championship come Monday morning.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Fix and Flip Guys at CaseyLend.com.
Hello, Kansas City. This is Eric Geschwin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.